Radio Gdańsk English News.
Read by Martin Karen. The headlines this Saturday, January 22nd, 2022. Poland declares support for Ukraine in Russia's standoff. Poland to shorten COVID-19 quarantine and offer free tests. And Polish MPs want more homegrown music on the radio. Good afternoon. Poland has declared support for Ukraine as the dangerous standoff between Ukraine and Russia continues. Speaking after the Polish president met his Ukrainian counterpart earlier this week, a senior presidential aide said that Ukraine can count on Polish support in the face of threat. The Euro-Atlantic community has a duty to counteract any aggression, regardless of its size and scale. Russia currently has around 100,000 troops massed at the Ukrainian border. Moscow is demanding that NATO never admit Ukraine or other Eastern European countries and withdraw infrastructure from the alliance's eastern flank. Poland is set to shorten its COVID-19 quarantine period from 10 to 7 days and roll out free tests in pharmacies from January 27th. The announcement was made by the Polish Prime Minister after the country experienced its highest number of infections in a single day, with 36,665 new cases reported on Friday. It is expected that the daily total will be even higher today. The country's health minister has said that coronavirus infections in the country would hit new records during the next few weeks, surpassing 60,000 daily cases and possibly approaching 140,000. A group of Polish MPs are proposing legislation that would increase the amount of homegrown music played on Polish radio stations in a bid to boost Polish talent on the airwaves. The draft legislation proposes that at least 50% of monthly airtime devoted to songs would be taken up by Polish acts, and that between 5 a.m. and midnight the quota be increased to 80%. The bill would also provide incentives for radio stations to feature new Polish songs and performers. The MP who proposed the bill said it seeks to take care of Polish culture, Polish music and Polish performing artists who have been greatly impoverished during the coronavirus pandemic. And finally, the long-delayed reintroduction of the Metropolitan Cycle Hire Scheme for the three cities and surrounding areas has been given a boost after the National Appeal Chamber rejected an appeal by Next Bike Polska in the tender process for reinstating the troubled bike hire scheme. The decision now clears the way for the selected contractor, Spanish company City Bike Global, to move to the next stage. The new operator will manage a fleet of 4,100 bicycles in 16 municipalities for 6 years. Over 3,000 of them will be electrically powered.
The weather.
Today will be a cloudy day with moderate breeze and temperatures of 2 degrees centigrade, 36 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, and minus 2 degrees overnight. Winds will ease off tomorrow, but it will remain cloudy, with temperatures of 3 degrees during the day and 1 degree overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.